Children in general, in where I live, they call me the Birdman of Torrey's Home. And fetching creatures in, it's unbelievable. Just like a little pea in the middle of your hand. And the children have got the time, so I've got the time in, to make sure it lives. Yeah. And to research into them all, from birds, you name it, they fetch it in. Slow worms. I thought, why has that got here? You know, and they found it up in the lakes and fetched it all the way back. And the parents said, oh, no, no, take it to the Birdman or the Hedgehog Man. He'll look after it all. And like 5,500 hedgehogs, about 8,000 other creatures and animals that's gone through my hands in 25 years. I'm grateful, sounds awful, for the accident I had to put me where I am today. Or I wouldn't be. I'd be just like... vague to what goes on around me, and the creatures even under your footpath, they will look, your worms, maggots in general, they've all got a purpose. And reason, why is that there? Why is it, and question myself, of why should that be there in my garden? And when you find under the edge row, is there been a baby bird that's died, and all the maggots are on it all, and that's a way. The evolution of things in general, you know, to clean things up, and then they fly off and their legs, and it's that animal's there. A poor baby bird's died, but all the maggots are all there. It's a food source, a chain, never ending link. It never can never catch up. But the general public and children in general should be educated more into it, to what's going off around them.